재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. It's Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 7월 22일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Let's take a look at it here. This one is from 1989, and it's about pillow height. I know everyone's like, what? But actually, it was kind of interesting. So let's take a look at it first in Korean, and then we will switch it on over into English. So this here says, 베개 높이 남자 7.9cm, 여자 6.3cm가 적당. And so what's that saying here is we're talking about pillow height. So that would be the 베개 높이. 베개 is the term for pillow. And then 높이 is talking about the height. And so when you just smush them together, you get 베개 높이, which is pillow height. But they're talking about that appropriate pillow type. And that's where we're getting to the pillow height being 적당. 적당 is the appropriate amount, what's appropriate for it. So we're talking about the difference between men and women. That was the 남자, 여자 that we were comparing there. And apparently, in 1989, they found that the most comfortable pillow height for Koreans was found to be 7.9 centimeters for men and 6.3 for women, you know, when they're laying down here. And so there is clearly a bit of a height difference there in terms of what people preferred. And apparently, this was done in this study. Now, this is the study title. Stick with me here. A study on the height of pillow in engineering approach of humans by the professors Nam Yunja and Young Namdae. And so apparently they're from a department of clothing at Gyeonggi University and Yeongnam University, and they did this study here. And they found that regarding the 7.9 and the 6.3 for men and women respectively. And then also, depending if they're in the lateral position, so lateral being if you're on your left or right side, you're laying that way, then pillow heights kind of change a little bit, and men preferred 9.4 centimeters, whereas women had they were still at 6.3 centimeters. So there was a significant difference there in terms of pillow heights when it came to laying on your sides. But apparently they conducted this test on about 40 men and women each, and they did a whole bunch of sensory tests and x-ray imaging as well. And they found that you could tell what their preference was because of the muscle tension being the lowest at that like preferred height. And also the spine, if you looked at like the spine in the x-rays, you could see that it was in its most natural and normal form when they were at those kind of correct pillow heights. So maybe I should really listen to this and kind of take into account my pillow height a little more. You guys, I'm a pillow hoarder. I love pillows. I sleep with 5 pillows at night. I don't even use them all. I just like to cuddle them and feel like I'm in a nest. I don't even know what my preferred pillow height is. I just roll around all night hugging pillows. So I'm not even sure what my pillow height is. But I'm curious, do you guys prefer high or low pillows? Let me know by leaving me a comment on our TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. We'll love to hear what you guys have to say on this. 네, 여러분은 높은 베개를 선호하시나요? 낮은 베개를 선호하시나요? 이와 함께 여러분의 답변을 50원의 유료 문자 샵1013에 보내주시면 추첨을 통해 마토스 코리아 5만 원권을 보내드립니다. That's right, everyone. But now, let's take a listen to our next song. It's by Soyu and Kiriboy, and it's called 팔베개. 스르르 잠이 온다 사랑은 이렇게도 쉽게 다가와서 나를 안아요. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3. Now, before we get to our final headline, I do want to get to some of these messages I got from you guys because they're really good. I love getting messages. Now, I have a message here from 9910님. It says, 저는 각 가끔 몰아보기 잘해요. 도할 것 같을 때 가지 마요. 청담동 살아요. 정말 재밌는데 게일라 꼭 보세요. 웃기고 짠하고 슬프고 강추해요. 오, 감사합니다. 추천. 이거 추천해 주셔서 제가 꼭 뭐 일단 1화, 2화까지 꼭 2화까지 볼게요. 너무 재밌으면 꼭 끝까지 볼 건데 무조건 2화까지 볼게요. I will definitely watch it until the second episode at least. I'll give it like a taste of it here. But I just want to get a word in here that you guys might like to know. 강추 here is the term for like thumbs up. 강추. I love this term. So if you ever want to say thumbs up to something, that is the 강추 there. I love it. 추천해 주셔서 정말 감사합니다. But now we also have another message that just came in here from 9809님. It said, when we were talking about the 베개 높이 here. It says, 높은 베개예요. 높은 베개를 베고 자야 푹신푹신하게 파묻혀서 잠드는 기분이 들어요. 구름 위에서 자는 것처럼. 그리고 낮은 베개 베고 자면 억류성 식도염 reflux esophagitis, so like acid reflux sort of thing. 식도염 걸리 위험이 있습니다. So this person here loves sleeping on high pillows, 높은 베개. And so they're saying when they sleep, it's like that 푹신푹신하게, like a very fluffy, and it's like sleeping on top of a cloud, like 구름 위에서 자는 것처럼, like on top of a cloud. 진짜 잘 주무시는 것 같아요. 메시지 보내주셔서 정말 감사합니다. 우리 마토스 쿠폰 보내드리겠습니다. Thank you so much. Now, I also got a message in here from Eldwin Loves NCT. Thank you so much. It says, I prefer high pillows because low pillows make me feel like I'm drowning. Oh my goodness, that's not good. Yeah, definitely stick to the high pillows then. And Jane Lemon says, there's a superstition made by Filipino moms that if you have two pillows, you'll have two lovers of some sort. Like what? I don't even have a boyfriend right now, lol. Oh my god. This made me... This is great. I love your mom and I also... This comment right now. Oh my goodness. That's amazing. I have no comment to that. We're just going to end it on that one here and get right into the headlines. Hangul에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. You know the drill. We're going to take this headline and we're going to just break it on down, make it on nice and easy, give you those key words, key phrases, key information, just generally everything you need in order to understand the current issues going on in Korea. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article actually made me giggle because it's about this term called 사흘. 사흘. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 단어 사흘과 관련된 내용이네요. Now, I want you guys to think about this here. 사흘. And we're talking about days here. So to give you a hint, what could 사흘 mean? And then we'll get to it. I'll break it down here. But we'll read it in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. It says here, 사흘 4일이 아니에요. 임시 공휴일에 불거진 황당 논쟁. Now, what this says here, this made me laugh. It says, 사흘 is not 4 days, an absurd discussion over temporary holidays. Now, the reason this came up is quite funny. I'll get to that in a second here. But what we're looking at here is 사흘 means 3 days. Now, if you want to say 4 days, like you're counting the amount of days here, 4 days would be 나흘. So there's 사흘 for 3 days, 나흘 for 4 days. You might see where this is going, but we'll get to it in a second. Now, 임시 공휴일 is talking about temporary holidays. And the reason we're talking about this is because we're having those temporary holidays coming up here on the 17th of next month. It was confirmed to be a temporary holiday then. And so people were kind of talking about this. And there was this absurd discussion came up, this 황당 논쟁. And 황당 is the term for absurd or nonsensical, and 논쟁 is the term for a discussion. And the reason this came up is when 사흘 came up in this article that was written about there, a lot of people would write comments online saying, isn't it a 3-day holiday? Because they're talking about the extension from Saturday into Monday. Now, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, that is 3 days. But when they saw 사흘, they thought to themselves, apparently, that 사 is 4 usually. We usually count 1, 2, 3, 4 is 4. So when they saw 사흘, they thought 4 days. And they're like, You need to change that. You need to edit that. You need to fix that. Please correct your typo. And writing all these comments here. And apparently they were just like, Sahar means 3 days. Like, we're not wrong. So it's quite funny that people weren't really necessarily knowing this. Even Korean people made an error in terms of how what they knew the word to be here. So I feel better, because when I first saw Sahar, I also thought, I'm like, is that four days? Is that four? Sa is four? But if you wanted to count days, you first have haru for one, 이틀 for two, Sahar, 나흘, 다세, 여세, 이레, 여드레, 아흐레, and 열흘. So those are kind of like all the different ways of saying it. Yeah, we just got a message here from 0277님. It says 하루 이틀. Yep, 이틀 이일. Yep, exactly. You got it. So they understood here, but it's so funny. Some people didn't know that. And so I found that quite fun. But you know what? You can't laugh, because as a Korean language learner, I make mistakes all the time. 제가 좀 재밌는 얘기 있는데 제가 빨리 알려드릴게요. So when I first saw the term 대상 보진 in an article, it had a picture of a doctor. And so I'm like, okay, 대상. That means like when you go to the Grammys, or, you know, when you go to the Academy Awards, it's like a big grand prize. So I'm like, oh, I bet you a doctor got an award. No, 대상 보진 means shingles, the shingles virus. I did not know this. It's a different 대상. So I looked a little silly that day. But I'm curious, do you guys have any like words or phrases that maybe you misunderstood? Please join with me in solidarity and send me a message on our YouTube live stream page. 네, 여러분은 뜻을 잘못 알고 있었던 단어가 있으신가요? 50원의 유료 문자로 답변을 보내주시면 그 추첨을 통해 마토스 코리아 5만 원권을 보내드립니다. But now, let's take a listen to our next song. It's by Craig David, and it's called 7 Days.